This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
People on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Overall, about a third of U.S. kids are overweight or obese right now, but little is known about which kids will develop obesity and when. Researchers think there may be a critical window of opportunity to prevent that weight gain, but it starts in preschool or even before at home.
Why are we starting with Fat Albert? Why? Is this like the weight loss show today, Super Don? Is that where we're going with this?
You know, it's funny. As I was listening to the Fat Albert music this morning, I couldn't help but be nostalgic a little bit.
Yeah, we got Fat Albert in the house. Well, you know, by the way, welcome to the Robert Chad Bell Show, kicking it into gear today as we always do 6 days a week here on Natural News Radio and GCN. And we have some news about time slot shifting. Time shifting. You guys are time shifting. You've gone sci-fi on us. Well, we're going to get there. We'll give you some heads up beginning August the 4th. That's a Monday. Letting you know we're going to shift our time zones. Actually, we're not shifting time zones. We're just shifting day parts, as they say. So stick around for that major announcement today, and you'll be the first to know. Also, Liam Sheff is going to join us, and he warned me. Super Don, he said, Liam says, Robert, you don't do this. Don't bring me on today. I said, why not? It's because I'm going to be controversial. I said, Liam, you're always controversial.
Since when are you not controversial, right?
Right. He's going to talk about atheists and religionists and saying where they're wrong and where they're right. And he says it's going to offend everybody. I'm like, really?
Probably won't offend me, though.
Sign me up. No, just kidding. Listen, you don't have a right not to be offended. Has anybody ever told you that? I think I've told my
audience.
It's
talk radio.
It is. It's talk radio.
Deal with it. Yes.
We're intellectually ingenuous, right? Not disingenuous, but ingenuous. Is that possible?
Ingenious?
Ingenious, yes. We'll talk about it. Maybe Mike Adams will drop. I'm not sure today. He's got his biblical plague story about infectious disease returning, all kinds of weird ones. And I meant to get to the bubonic plague yesterday with Ty Bollinger. Couldn't get there. So today we'll cover that a bit as well. We got more diabetes news. Insulin might be actually creating earlier death. That's right. And we'll get to what you can do instead of relying on external sources of insulin. We have more cannabis news, the conflicts of interest coming from Big Pharma. And you'll never believe who's leading the pack in the race for the presidency the next election cycle. So a lot of fun stuff today. We got going.
But first,
the Fat Albert. There's an article here on healthfinder.gov about many obese U.S. kids think they're thinner than they are. Now, far be it from us to destroy positive and powerful self-images here. We're just reporting this news story. And it says basically that many obese and overweight American children and teens look in the mirror and tell themselves that their weight is fine. Now, I don't know how they got this information. Maybe you can clue me in onto this. But when teenagers look in the mirror, they usually they're looking in a funhouse mirror that kind of narrows them down. I'm just lost on this article here. Are they saying that they're actually not perceiving their genuine weight? Because I grew up, and I'll just say this: my sister had eating disorders, and she went from bulimia to anorexia. Or nervosa. Remember that? They used to do after-school specials on those things back in the 70s, I think the 80s maybe, where this was becoming a big problem, particularly for teen girls who wanted to look like thin-as-rail Barbie dolls. And so my question here on this about the obesity issue, is it genuinely that these kids are obese to a morbid perspective, or are they carrying around more weight than they should? Or perhaps, as I would perceive, if it is not let's say, appropriate to their body type, because we all have different body types. Some are taller and leaner. Some are shorter and sort of squatter looking. You know, we got the pear shape. We got the apple shapes. We got the this. We got the that. The question for me is not so much fat, but what's in the fat. And I don't believe anything in this article about these kids who are apparently overweight goes into that. They have the CDC report. They say 34% of Hispanic American children and teens believe they are thinner than they are, as do 34% of black kids and 28% of white kids. You're laughing.
Yeah, this is a very it's a confusing article in the fact that you've got the CDC coming out with this report, and obviously the CDC already has a preconceived notion according to what their standards are.
Where I lose you, Super Don? He's talking about the obesity, and someone took him off the air. Matt, do you hear him? I don't hear him. Okay, all right. So it was a drop, but. Yeah, I agree with Superdon, though, that this is, as I'm reading this article, it's a little bit confusing, because it's sort of like we are observing that fat kids look in the mirror and see themselves as less fat or skinnier than they really are. But how does this solve a problem that the parents don't even understand how it happened? I mean, you could talk a good game and say, hey, stop taking little or big Johnny or little or big Susie to the fast food restaurants. And it's one thing to say that, okay, eat healthier, but never define that. Unless we go back to food as it was grown long before there was a 20th century, long before there were petrochemicals fertilizing the soil and killing the earthworms and destroying the bacteria there through pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, which eventually did what? It altered our microbiome to such a degree that obesity was the, in a large part, no pun intended, the inevitable outcome, because we were ingesting food loaded with toxic chemicals, toxins that have never before been in our environment. Therefore, we don't have the digestive capacity. Even the microbes themselves could not help to break these things down, because many of those synthetic chemicals were designed to what? Kill the microbes, destroy the microbes. And so we ended up fattening ourselves up, if not for slaughter, then certainly for drug companies to come in and so-called rescue us from obesity, as if a pill could cure it. Did you ever wonder why they feed antibiotics to factory-farmed animals that are being fed GMO grains? Because they're so sick, they will die without the antibiotics being given to kill the bacteria that are there in imbalanced proportions because of the way they grow the food and grow these animals. And they also have a side benefit. Not to the animals, not to you and me, but to the companies, the manufacturers of this frankenfood, if I can call it that. They fatten these animals up for slaughter much more rapidly than they would on a real diet. In other words, food that they were supposed to eat. So the antibiotics themselves are precipitating the rise in obesity in children, much as they do in cattle and chickens. Antibiotics, fatten them up, make them fatter, then they get more money per pound, or they get more pounds per money, however you want to say it, and in this way they profit handsomely over feeding us with diseased animals. And then again, in this story, the kids are getting fatter and seeing themselves as skinnier, and that could be the result of some drug scenario that is altering their perception. And as I said, the parents themselves don't understand this, because many of the parents of today grew up in an era where there was a disconnect here in America. I know we've got listeners from around the world, but here in the United States, we have a shorter, what shall we say, history, a shorter connection, a duration connection to the land and the food. We have less tradition than in older cultures that value food as it's been grown for thousands of years in their ancestry. We don't have that in America. Therefore, we were very ripe for being duped by big pharma, big chemical, that we could live better if we altered the chemistry of the soil synthetically and the food itself, as if the food would look the same, and it does in many cases, but it isn't the same. But it wasn't our concern. The food could get to us cheaper, it could be delivered from around the world, and we could eat whatever we wanted when we wanted to eat it. And this is a big problem as we see the obesity scenario rise in these children. And so the self-image is not so much my concern as much as it is the parents who must direct their children to eat differently, but only if they're willing to eat differently. You know, my kids have been, how would you say, very unusual. They are unusual because, of course, I'm raising them with my wife, who we eat organically grown. We grow some of our own food. We'd like to grow more, but we've been clean. Their diets have been clean since birth because of our, let's say, harsh learning lessons of being raised on chemically grown foods and things. And so in this way, they're benefiting from this, but they are eating the way we are eating, not because we tell them to, but it's just the way we eat. So when my kids go to other places, they will eat the way we've taught them to, not the way we've told them to. So if moms and dads are eating this garbage and not feeding their kids healthy foods, how are these kids going to learn until they leave their moms and dads and begin to discover the connection between food and health? And not just the lip service played by Michelle Obama and MyPlate.gov, that we've got to talk about the quality, the qualitative differences in food choices. And I don't mean refined food. Of course, if you're going to eat refined food, please make it organic. But better yet, eat the food as it's been grown since food has been grown on this planet. And that's what we're trying to get to today. And if you're not sure how to get there, there are companies that will help you to do so. There's a wild story here about a wristband that will shock you if you don't eat correctly, if you don't reach your goals, your athletic endeavors that you're trying to do to lose weight. Super Don, are you back? Do you know about this shocking story?
I think there must have been a power line worker wearing one of those bands, because I had a power surge in the studio here that just threw all of the equipment into chaos.
Yeah, and you still sound like you're being electrocuted as you speak. So let's hear from this commercial about this Pavlok.
Once you start to succeed, Pavlok transitions into the positive reinforcement phase. It congratulates you. It notifies your friends about your success. It even showcases your consistency. No shock needed. But if you start to fall off the bandwagon, well...
Wow! They actually do. This is a real product. They are going to shock you if you don't achieve your goals. But they're saying it in such a positive way that we'll alert your friends how successful you are. But if you're not, look out. You are going to get that zap. Now, I'm not arguing for you moms and dads to zap your kids with electricity if they're eating wrong. I'm arguing that you should eat better, make better choices, and then watch your kids do the same. Now, granted, it's going to be difficult to change their habits once they've been set, but it is possible because you're in control of what you're bringing home. And that changes everything. Raise your kids as you would live. As you would have them live, because you live that way. And then, of course, when they're out of the nest, they'll make their own decisions, but at least you'll have given them a powerful, positive, healthy platform from which to start. Insulin, is it dangerous for type 2 diabetics?
Now. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right, could the use of externally introduced insulin be the worst thing you can do to address type 2 diabetes? Dr. Joe Mercola, our friend, has written about this. It's been republished at Health Impact News as well. It's an interesting story, and it relates to something we've covered over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think that somebody gave a little too much insulin to Super Don's computer moments ago because it blastomania went out of sorts.
Hey, 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 my studio is wacko today.
Yes, it is. And we're going to get a little seriously wacko. No, we won't. With Liam Sheff, he's going to offend both atheists and religionists today. So we'll talk about that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Super Don loves that. But here on the type 2 diabetes, could be actually the worst thing you can do is to become dependent upon insulin. This Dr. Rosedale about a decade ago said treating type 2 diabetes with insulin can further lead to the development of type 1 diabetes. In other words, basically precipitate an autoimmune reaction and destruction of the pancreatic cells necessary for the production of insulin. But we go back minimally, thanks to our good friend Christopher Barr. He's not a doc, he's better, and he's written a book about chromium. We've included a lot of that information in our book, Unlock the Power to Heal. The facilitation of the delivery, the transport of sugar into and out of the cells, which they say, oh, it's only about insulin, only insulin, only. No. If you have adequate levels of chromium, a food-grown form, 100% whole food form of chromium, we call it the glucose tolerance factor, you have the ability to do things even without insulin. Now, here I'm not arguing for or against insulin in the big scheme of things. There's a reason for it. But the reality is treating diabetes with insulin is actually creating a lot more problems than it may be helping. And this was a study published in the June 30th, 2014 edition of JAMA Internal Medicine. I mean, this is very recent. And basically, insulin therapy in type 2 diabetic patients may indeed do more harm than good. And this is, I mean, even though there are, let's say, those pioneer natural doctors who have warned about this, the fact is this got published in a major internal medicine journal. I don't know. Are they going to pay attention to this? Or will they still, if they are paying half lip service to it, will they just throw synthetic nutrients, which are not really nutrients, like chromium picolinate at it and scratch your head and wonder why it doesn't work?
You've got to at least acknowledge the hypocrisy, or not that you wouldn't, but some people would have to, that, you know, if you publish a study and it's not in a, quote, peer-reviewed journal, they're going to say it's garbage science, that it's not, you know, accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, here it is. I mean, JAMA. I mean, there's not one probably that's more talked about or more respected than JAMA. So if they don't pay attention to it, then it wouldn't surprise me. But it's something you definitely have to at least give some credibility to when it's put in the JAMA. I mean, that's like the king
It'll lead these pharmaceutical docs astray into nutrition. They can't have that happen. And so that's the
nutrition,
big problem.
What's that?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. That's the big problem I see with this. As they acknowledge it, then they have to go further into cognitive dissonance just to keep on going, which means the doctors will be on more drugs. You don't want to see them. This article even goes into the root causes of type 1 diabetes, which I've said is vaccine-induced. But they talk about vitamin D deficiency here, abnormal gut flora again. Remember, we've talked about the flora really being critical for so many things, almost everything, including blood pressure issues. Here, the potential prevention of type 1 diabetes should you have a healthy gut, which is why we focus on healing the gut.
And then type 3 diabetes. You know, 1 and 2 is not enough. Now we have to have type 3?
Type 3, huh? Yeah, you're right. We're just jumping all over the place with this. And now we're getting into the gut-brain connection as well. But suffice it to say, just to kind of make it as simple as possible, because it's a very complicated article. There are so many things to go through it, which I'd love you to read and review. 100 micrograms three times a day of the GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And that is reversing type 2 diabetes in so many people so consistently over so many years now, it doesn't even surprise me. It surprises me that it takes sometimes longer in some people, but really we're talking weeks to months at the outset that reversal can happen. Now, I encourage you as well to look into homeopathy, the GI formulas that we get from King Bio, some of which may include the Lycopodium, which is the club moss and iris in homeopathic form, two of the greatest remedies for your pancreas if you're into homeopathic medicine. And let's face it, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You should be.
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with you? All right, you know what's the matter with me? I'm going to have Liam Sheff on. And he says, don't do it, Robert, don't do it. I said, yes, I will. I respect my listeners enough to be able to tackle tough, uncomfortable subject matter. And that you're adult enough to be able to question your beliefs or have others question them and either strengthen your beliefs or change them. That's up to you. It's your choice. That's the freedom we've been granted. And I would grant the same to you, as I have been granted by that which created me. So stick around. We got Liam Sheff after the break.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Jesu Domine, Dona eis requiem. Jesu Domine, Dona eis requiem.
Oh my, as you can hear the Gregorian chants, they're throwing out the myths that Liam Sheff, our guest now, is dispelling. The myths of, well, the human species. Liam, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, man. What's happening?
What's happening? Another great article, of course, offensive to both atheists and religionists. How is that possible?
because atheism is a religion, and religion is a religion. And I guess what I'm asking is what I always do, which is let's lift up the rocks and find what's under them, you know, what's squirming underneath. Let's try to find the details. I had no intention of studying religion, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And at this point in my life, at 43, I had been studying the religions of science, like vaccination and HIVology. And I went deeper and deeper, and I found that you, no matter how reasonable you are and how much evidence you bring, the people who are into it can't hear you. So I had to abandon the notion that I was ever going to have any kind of impact in critical thinking on the part of the scientists, the scientismists, you know, the people in the religious science. And I said, well, what's underneath? And underneath the AIDS thing was the very ancient notion that, you know, women, dark-skinned people, and gay men were somehow unclean, and those are the people that we test with HIV tests, and we give them drugs that kill them. It's a kind of a neat 1 + 1 = 2. I looked at the vaccine thing, and I said, ah, this is what the sort of secular, technocratic, you know, liberal species that we think we became after 1945, you know, after the war. We kind of got rid of the church. The mass moved out of Latin. All the mystery was taken away, and people needed something to replace it. So they got, you know, we didn't have baptism so much for everybody. We didn't have religion. You know, we were secular, and we didn't want any voodoo stuff because Hitler believed in that. And, you know, we had to get rid of all the old world spirituality. So we just have to inject your child with stuff we get out of animal kidney cells that we mix with heavy metals.
So the new sacrament was the vaccinations then?
The new sacrament and the new threshold marker for sex would be the HPV thing, and for Leviticus, which is all the thou shalt, the real thou shalt, not just that Ten Commandments thing. It's really a couple hundred in Leviticus, are very clear that, you know, gay men and women, you know, women, go make me a sandwich, gay men, go kill yourselves. That's the message from the Old Testament.
Gee, I mean, this is depressing, Liam.
Women, go make me a sandwich, gay men, go kill yourselves.
It's the message from the Old Testament, not from Liam Sheff.
Right. But let me ask you, Liam, and I may be jumping ahead on the time track here, but as I read your article, and of course we've talked for years about the scientismists and things like that, and talking about in religious phraseology what modern medicine is, and how they're arguing for their beliefs over our beliefs as homeopaths and herbalists, for instance, is there anything that we don't, as a human species, turn into some religion?
No, we're a myth-making species. You know, we make gods out of people. You know, I can name a guy who was into calligraphy who is now considered sort of a god figure to many upper middle class liberals. You know who I'm talking about? He liked Asian calligraphy. Now he's God. You know who I mean?
No.
Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a guy who was into calligraphy. He was into transcendental drug experiences and fruitarianism. He convinced the nerds to make computers prettier, and now he's a god. Now, he was clever, but, you know, the advertising campaign that Apple put out a number of years ago, Think Different, instead of Think Differently, which is the way that you think, they actually want you to think in a different direction, think towards different. Mm-hmm. And they had pictures of Gandhi and probably John Lennon, you know, a well-known, very talented heroin addict. Sorry, look it up. You know, they had these guys, Gandhi, who, you know, was a very, very brave but strange human being who, you know, did let his wife die because he wouldn't give her antibiotics, but took the antibiotics himself a couple weeks later when he had the same illness. And Gandhi, the guy who did sleep nude with his nieces because he wanted to make sure that he didn't get excited by them. Yes, that's the same guy, because we're all human beings and human beings are weird. But we make God out of anything we can. And I decided that I had to, all that stuff, by the way, is well referenced. It's not a right wing attack. It's not a left wing attack. You know, I love the Beatles and I admire John Lennon and I admire Gandhi, but he was a weird dude. But all of this is to say that we can't help but to make gods out of human beings instead of making human beings out of out of ourselves. And so I had to get into Christianity, and I did not expect to find what was there. And I never really believed most of the stories were exactly true. I thought that they were slightly hyperbolic, like there was a guy, and he was a good person, and over time they made him into Gandhi. Over time they made him into Martin Luther King. Like if Martin Luther King had lived in the zero AD, which wasn't really zero AD, by the way, we would now consider, we would say that he walked on water and probably flew through the air. And
well, we may still, a few hundred, if not a thousand years from now, look back and MLK will be a deity.
Yes,
much like
will.
Gandhi has been somewhat deified. And it takes out the human aspect of that, you know, humans, as you said, humans are weird. We all have strangeness about us. And is the move toward religious mythology, is it a move to conformity ever or always? How would you describe it? By the way, we're talking with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. I should let you know, a new article up at robertscottbell.com about this discussion we're having right now. I encourage you to read it. It's challenging in a good way, I think. I love the challenges. I love what you're writing. It's called What Atheism Gets Right and Wrong by Liam Sheff. Carry on, my friend.
Let's do this article and make everybody in the audience reach for their wearable diaper because you're going to get upset with me and you may lose control.
I should say rut-row.
Hi, rut-row. It's a Brastro. Mm-hmm. Were Scooby-Doo and Astro cousins? That's what I want to know. And Smedley, too. He was a different kind of dog. If you say, what do atheists get? I like picking on atheists because they pick on everybody. So I just figure they're fair game. Atheists get so much wrong, you know, people write books about it. And atheists tend to have no sense of humor about it. Well, where is your peer-reviewed paper? What are your credentials? Like nobody's ever bought credentials. Like credentials mean more than going to college, miming what somebody says for 4 years and leaving without a brain cell in your head working in a unique and individual way. Of course you can walk through like an automaton, reciting the Latin incantations and walk out being a good priest. You know, it's the priests who ask the hard literalist, you know, questions, the critical thinking questions. Those are the ones who get thrown out. Not the ones who suck robe. Sorry.
Now, I was definitely one of the ones that got thrown out. I mean, that's the thing. I just how would I say? I was born with a tendency not to wear any uniform at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and I, we have that in common. And so I had to ask this question of Christianity, which is, you know, what are you? Where did you come from? And it turns out, even though I knew this from a few years ago, I didn't think about it forever and ever. It turns out that there really are no gospels about a guy named Yeshua. There are stories that are written 40 to 70 years after an historical period in which this guy is not mentioned at all. So 40 to 70 years after a period in which this guy doesn't exist, people start writing mythology. And that mythology changes and changes and changes, very much like a tale told by Superman, of Superman. So first you had Friedrich Nietzsche taking the idea of the Übermensch or Overman, who was a morally superior and maybe emotionally less involved person, which was seized upon by Hitler to tell the Jews that they all had to go kill themselves and get out, or he was going to do it for them. Well, there were these two Jewish kids, Jerry Siegel, I think, and something Schuster, I hate to not do that correctly right now, but I don't want to give them full credit, who were living in, I think, Cleveland, and they're, you know, the little one, Siegel, you know, Joe Schuster, is such a nerd. I mean, you know, he's nervous around girls. He's a true nebbish, you know, so he's a teenager, and he comes up with this idea, and first the idea is based on Samson. And this is an ancient Hebrew myth, Samson, who killed 2,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an animal, and then was brought in, and they ripped his eyes out so he couldn't do any more damage, but he tore down their temple and then died in it while killing them all. So he is a Jewish hero, right? And then there's Heracles, who was a Greek hero who did all, you know, born to a god, maybe a virgin god. They're born to a god, a woman who was impregnated by a god, who did all of these great feats, who then died and went up to...
Liam, is this why you don't like Michael Bay movies?
Because they're terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all about what you're describing here, just in a modern context.
But they're about cars, which is just, you know, I just have trouble getting into the hero's journey of the, you know, the Volkswagen or something like that. But the Superman story went from being about Jewish superheroes, which was their background, Hebrew, I should say, superheroes, mm-hmm. to being about a guy in a red, in a blue suit and a red cape. Well, in the beginning, I didn't know this until I started reading this biography of the character, historical biography of the whole process, Superman. The character was supposed to be, Superman was supposed to be an Earthling sent back from the future when Earth was going to be destroyed by Earthlings because of our, you know, mass stupidity, I guess, and then to stop it. But that didn't quite sell as well, so they decided to really make it an alien story, and by doing that, they invoked the story of Moses. That, you know, born to an alien tribe, your own tribe being exterminated, right, Krypton? Now, this is another Jewish superhero, Moses, who probably didn't exist. There's no archaeological evidence for any of the stuff that was supposed to have happened during the Exodus, which was a big surprise to me. I didn't know that.
All right, well, stand by. Let's see if we can parse this story about, and it's published at robertscatbell.com. What is your myth? Thinking about the things that we believe to be true. Are they? If they're true for you, is that enough? We're going to talk about it more with Liam Sheff on the other side of this break. Then we'll talk about biblical-sized infections as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Give a listen to this sentence from Liam Schaff. Big Bang. It is biblical Genesis, reborn with a little bit of theoretical math, which is to say unreal numbers and utter speculation that only makes sense to people who think that Star Trek is a documentary series. Dude can write.
I thought it was.
That dude can write. Liam Schaff, my friend.
Well, let's start with a line that drew a little bit of fire from one of your slightly troubled listeners.
Okay.
Though I find it to be one of the least interesting of all current religions, I concede that atheism does get a few things right. For example, it points out that literalist religion is a myth. That is, people who believe that any text written eons ago is an historically accurate document are kidding themselves. They're not reading the history and not making a good analysis of how societies create religion. Aha. There's the shot over the bow. And what did I get in return?
Oh, somebody said that God, the majestic sovereign, says that it is impossible for him to lie. Go look at Hebrews 6-13 through 20. So, Mr. Chef, who is the liar, you or God?
Yeah.
Well, I love again, it. I love it. I'm sorry. I have to jump in just real quick here. I love it that when you talk to somebody about religion and they want to try and prove their point by referring to a verse in the Bible, if the Bible isn't true, then how can you use that as your defense? You'd have to believe that the passage in the Bible means anything, right?
Well, and I didn't call anybody a liar. What I said was literalist religion is myth. Myth is something very different. That is, people who believe that any text written eons ago is an historically accurate document are kidding themselves, and I submit that this person, this writer, is kidding himself when he wrote that, because you're not looking at the history by which this stuff was compiled. And as soon as you do, you're facing the vaccine squad and the pharma squad. You're looking at people who rewrite documents over and over again until they get what they want. So let's just very quickly, in the 28 seconds that we have left on the show, lay the whole thing out. Number one, none of the histories of anything that are in the Bible are corroborated by any of the real histories here on Earth. There's some loose stuff. You can make a long argument about the fact that there was a tiny, maybe one family settlement in a place that eventually they rebuilt a Nazareth on, but there was no town of Nazareth. There was no Yeshua of Nazareth. There was Yeshua the Nazarene, and the Nazarene was in a scene. And there were many of these guys named Josh who lived at that time, but there is no record in any history of anybody doing magic, of anybody doing so much magic that the Romans under Augustus would have said, holy crap, That guy just did magic. Don't screw with those people. No, just leave them alone. Just leave them alone.
Wait. Liam, now they're throwing big old honking tomatoes at you.
Go do the reading, tomato throwers. Go do the reading.
Okay. Magic is evil. Magic is from the devil. You can't use the word magic.
There's no history of an exodus written anywhere but in this book that was a Jewish book of fables about a long history of moving around, of taking over Egypt. Actually, some people think that the Hyksos were part of, you know, the Jewish tribe, that they were eventually kicked out of Egypt, that the story of Exodus was an inversion of that reality.
So, Liam, what is the need we have? I mean, I have been overt in my disgust occasional with 501c3 churches that ask permission to exist from the government that then regulates them to do only that which they are allowed to do. But there's obviously a compelling human need for these groupings.
Yes, you make a good point. They wouldn't exist unless people wanted to be in that mind meld together. We're a myth-making species. Religion is not spirituality. I can pray with anybody anywhere because prayer is connecting with the eternal source of mind in the universe, whatever you want to call that. As soon as you try to name it, and it says this in every religious book, the name of God is not the name of God. The stories you tell about God are just myths. No, everybody reads that, they go, oh, the name of God isn't the name of God. Oh, then God said, they can't help it. Like little children.
We've shown on this show, Liam, if not in other areas of life, that we can hang out and get along with people from all different backgrounds, Eastern and Western, and not really have an argument about it. We enjoy each other's company. The spirit of what we do together, the seeking of truth, for instance, it doesn't seem to divide us. It's only when you get those labels on them that suddenly now it changes.
In real life, it's how you behave in interacting with people, of course, that matters. And if you can be kind and... That's it. There's the music at the end. Well, we'll have to continue this, I hope.
Be kind to Liam. If you throw a tomato at him, make sure it's nice and ripe so it doesn't hurt him. He really is a lovable guy. And he digs for that truth. Go check out Official Stories. Read the article here at robertscoutbell.com. And we'll follow up because Liam is continuing to research this. And we'll see where it goes. Huh, Liam?
You bet.
All right. In the meantime, we'll be back after this with Biblical Infections. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Way. One World Way is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.